So this poem is the second poem I've written this week, and it's been like talking about writer's block. It's been like, oh my God, I'm able to write again. So hopefully may this last. It's called I'm Worried About You. My aunt says from the threadbare armchair of her living room that I don't have enough going on in my life, she says, from the high back throne of boxes filled with documents. On the ottoman is a leaning tower of laundry, a broken remote, disemboweled of batteries, resting beside months-old TV guides. Her fingers rifle through a bowl of bottle caps and paper clips. She goes on to worry about my social life and working from home. There's dust on her telephone receiver knocked off from the hook. I reply that I worry about myself, listening to all of her worry. Whether she's worried that I'm worried about her worrying, that we should worry because all of this worry is really very worrying. We sit in silence and the word hangs in a band of sunlight that delineates an old SIM card laying on the floorboards. She unmutes the television to the sound of countdown. Carl Vorderman unveils you and I, followed by consonants. We make out words in our minds but come up with nothing until the clock goes off and my aunt shouts, Fuji. Thank you.
Well done, Jim. Thanks so much. Our next reader on the open mic is Pam Campbell, please.
This is called Awakening the Dragon. Leaden sky hangs heavy over Ashley River. Hints at rain. Moisture-laden wind promises it. I, water uneasy hope for white caps, small craft's cancellation. Black water waves tease white, stop shy of cresting. I worry shuffle dock edge, puzzle an entry to this plain white canoe-like longboat. I contemplate staying dockside. But instead, with eight newbies, line up, life vested secure, and shiver in February cool mist. Seasoned veterans separate us in three sections. First sections, leaders, sets rhythm of stroke and pace. Second section, engine room, pace determiners. Third section, rockets, power propel boat forward. I am a rocket. Long haulers. Caller, steer, another rocket, board. Our count now, 12 sister warriors, two abreast. Paddles up, boat breath quickens, take it away. I reach, lean forward, extend over choppy river. Water bury my blade deep, hard pull parallel. My radiation inflamed pectorals rebel. I groan. My seatmate reassures. We've all been where you are. You'll get through this. I hard push the edge, breathe beyond, drive paddle deep, stroke back, muscles resist, release, stroke, 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 collar voice drums, cancer-defying cadence. Line steady, we forge forward, fire-breathing women, red scaling our plain white boat. Our paddles grow dragon claws. Our heartbeats drum. Fire finding water. Let it run. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pam. That was very beautiful. Next on the open mic, we have David Agar.
Unmuted? Fine. Okay. Will they ever be used, these near silent tombs of the earth extraction? their ranks of grown-ups translated by the hour into the pensionable retired, their echo mirrored, unheard beneath the bobbing waves of white-topped caps, rows of desk ship-shaped into place against the dying light of endlessly seeming days. Swoosh, glide, pass by the time, intimidate, threaten, space for communications specialists versed in each other's tongues, translated into code, into another code, underwater, submerged meanings and intentions, fleet of tiller, edgy rapidity of response, never-ending sequence of confused replacement, readiness, state, refit, state, statement, counterpart, port, quartermaster, vortex of unplanned strategies, of incidents, of incidental encounters. Bang. Shudder. Arcus. Raucus.
Thanks so much, David. That was wonderful. Do we have any more readers for the open mic? I'm just going to extend the invite there. I know we had some. Oh, we have Colm Scully.
We do. We don't actually have him in person, but the reason I'm saying we have Colm Scully is because there's a poem he does every year for Culture Night. And I know he had to go to a live event tonight, which we're all jealous of, but I'm hoping that by sharing my screen, we can make a recording of Colm saying that poem work. So I'm going to play that now.
Culture, yes, don't talk to me about culture. There's no culture in Cork. I tell you about culture. The bottle stains brass and reed band. Well, that's culture. There was men played in that who played for royalty, old fusiliers. Trained in London, there was one fellow Stapleton, he played for the King at Windsor Palace. There were 7 or 8 bands in Cork that time. They'd be besting each other of a Sunday morning. Down the park, such rivalry. And that's back in the 40s now. And choirs, don't talk to me about that choir festival. Bringing in fellas from abroad. There were great choirs in Cork long before that. I remember up in our cathedral, Brother Jerome in the choir. Bass, baritone, tenor, whatever you like. Alois Fleischmann was stunned when he heard them. He couldn't believe it. Culture Night, how are you? Do you know what killed culture in Cork? The Republicans. When they burned down the old Opera House. My God, the Opera House, what a beautiful building. It had a wonderful circular staircase coming out onto him at place, and the gorgeous old metal staircase inside. And the shows of a Saturday night, oh my God, Gilbert and Sullivan, the Gondoliers. Oh, that was a show. Do you know that? Your father was in it. The Gilbert and Sullivan Society. That's not music, I didn't know that. Even Sonny Lascelli has gone to pot. Gone are the days when you hear John McCormack of a Sunday morning singing a beautiful melody from Thomas More. Oh, believe me, for those endearing young charms, for the last rose of summer. That was all happened to beaches. I wouldn't give you a tuppence from. That's culture, fair. They're all culture now, but they're a year of culture and they're culture day. All you have to do now is pick up a brush and you're an artist. Mike could tell you about art. James Barry from Watery Lane. Walked himself up from muddy. Painted the gods. That's what actually about. Mirroring the heavens. Do you ever see any of the stuff? Classical. No, that's what it's all about. Copying the ancients, studying the masters. Like St. Mary's and Pope's Quay. Or a courthouse. No, that's real architecture. Not like that St. Francis. The room there too. Knocked down a fantastic building, did that Byzantine thing. What do they know about churches? The Greeks? The Italians? That's who we should follow. That's where culture was born. Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Pavarotti. There's no culture in Cork. Not anymore. The only culture's in the bottom. Even that's not right. I could tell you about Bomber. Me and Bomber. I'm the old man.